I look at the screen. I don't see Councilman Jack Howell there. Is he on the phone? Is he
listed?
What is it?
He is listed, but his video is not.
He's what?
He's listed. He's showing up on the list.
Okay. Anyway, this is basically strictly to him what I'm about to read, and has to do with this article in the paper, on a local paper. It came to my attention sometime last week that our colleague Jack Howell did in fact write a letter slash article to a local newspaper. I read the said letter, article, paid close attention to it, and the contents of it, especially to the challenge part. Let me start by saying that if it was me, I personally would first bring it up to my colleagues in a workshop or in a business meeting, then put it out to the media so we wouldn't look nor seem to be too politically motivated. Unless, Jack, you still think you're surrounded by the four idiots that you established in the past. But anyway, let me concisely dissect and answer that letter slash article. Some of what you wrote, I agree, some I don't. You started your letter slash article with a little introduction about yourself running on a position to lower the tax rate as a measure goal. And also you said that you had to make difficult decisions in your past life, some of them life and death. Here I agree with you, because I ran partially on the same, and also by due to the nature of our line of work, I had to make decisions almost on a daily basis as a patrolman and as a supervisor. As to your question, where you go from here regarding the possible tax hike, I have not heard yet the city manager nor the city director of finances say that they have intentions of a proposed tax increase. But then again, I'm one of the so-called idiots, and I did not have the wisdom that you have to see it coming. I further agree with you when you state in a said letter slash article that the city manager is taking the appropriate guidelines to spending until the end of the year, and we have concerns about the loss of revenue. When you challenge the department's directors to must justify to the council the need slash urgency for any purchases, my question is, don't they always do that? Then it's up to you and the other four idiots to vote on it. I don't see the point. Next is where I really royally disagree with you. You mentioned that we could save money maintaining our fleet an extra 25,000 miles before we replace it. Well, I did my homework and find out that's exactly the reverse. The fleet should only be kept the most 2 years after the warranty expires, because the cost of the maintenance is counterproductive. In other words, penny-wise. And on this, I'm pretty sure you heard a little bit from the public director's work, and if need more, it could guide you a little more through that. Regarding the Mednex, again, I completely disagree with you. And allow me to elaborate. Me and you have one thing in common. We both believe that higher education is a must for our kids. And yes, that's a real challenge. Now, why would you put in the back burner the best chance of bringing into Palm Coast one of the best universities in the country, University of North Florida, is beyond comprehension, at least to me. But then again, I'm an idiot. Even though at this time, I personally don't know that the state is going to come up with their portion of the money because of this expenses they're going through the COVID. But if they do, I would have to be a real idiot to take away the possibility of our young to have a beautiful higher education, especially in a much-needed medical field, which pay very good salaries. By the way, you yourself, up to now, have been trying to bring high-paying jobs to Palm Coast, unfortunately, with no luck. As to your, in my opinion, discriminatory challenge regarding the lowering the pay of some of employees by 10%, I find it to be ridiculous, especially when followed by another one of your challenges, which would have the other council members relinquish their salary until the end of the year, a whopping $4,000 in my case, in order to ease the burden of the citizens. If I were you, I would not remember. We're four idiots. Personally, I think that you have mastered one too many challenges. Based on that, honestly, I think you're full of challenge. And last, but not the least, the letter/article. If the letter you/article you wrote with somebody's help, it's shameful. If you wrote it all by your own self, it's petty. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Brinquino. Does that conclude your comments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Councilmember Howell.
Yes, I appreciate Eddie's comments. I did write that by myself. And the goal behind that was just to remind people we're in tough times. And we've never had anything like this, so sometimes we have to take the strange courses of action that will help us in the long term. I'm well aware of the vehicle deal, and I disagree, but that's neither here nor there. But thank you, Eddie, for your comments. I appreciate your candor. And that's all I have.